singing.
Amen.
More grace.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I need that. Amen. I'm glad God's got plenty of it. And He'll give it to you. Amen. Just ask for it. We go again. Preacher, you're looking good this morning. Amen. It's not usually the same when the preacher's being a backseat Baptist. Amen. We used to him being up here in the front, and we appreciate God being good to you. Amen. Just for a little while this morning, we're going to preach out of James. If you'll turn to James chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse number 13. I thank God for being so good to us, meeting with us already. Amen. I tell you what, God is good. I don't care. The world's going to hell. But I tell you what, we as Christians got something to shout about, amen? I'll tell you right now, God's been so merciful to me and my family. And I'll tell you what, He should have killed me a long time ago, but He hadn't. There's still giants to slay, amen? Got a lot of praying to do, and I'll tell you what, God is still on the throne, amen? Just for verse number 13, it says, "Go to now, ye that say today, or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." He had it going on. He had it all figured out. Amen. "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanished away. For that you ought to say," now listen to him, "for that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil." Brother Terry, open us up, please, sir. Just for a little while, I'm going to preach on if the Lord's willing, amen? I'll tell you what, and I'm a prime example. Boy, I try to have everything laid out in my mind, amen? I'll have to admit and apologize that sometimes I'll be listening to the preacher preach like a house of fire, amen? And on the other side of my brain, I'm figuring out what I'm going to be doing next, amen? I've got it all figured out and planned out, but I'll tell you what, we need to realize just for a little while this morning that it's all on God's time, amen? And God warns us, and I'll tell you what, and He teaches us here that this must be a businessman here. It says, "Go ye now that you say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city." He had the very city laid out in his mind. "And continue there a year." I'll tell you what, he planned on staying a while, amen. And he's going to buy and he's going to sell and get gain. You know, the thing I want you to realize is nothing in itself is wrong with this, other than you better be very mindful that the Lord better be in what each and every one of us is doing, amen. We better make sure, amen, that our plan goes right in with His plan, amen. And that what we got figured out, sometimes God will put the brakes on it and go another direction, amen. And I'm talking about not just buying and selling, but our very lives, amen. I'll tell you what, we may have the next week planned out, but I'll tell you what, God will tell us in another scripture that we're going to see, is He called Him, "Thou fool, this very night thy soul's going to be required of you." I want these young children to realize and listen, I want you to put God in your plans, and you need to start saying, "Lord willing, if we're going to do all these things." And I want to remind us that, you know what, and I realize some of you are probably thinking, man, you're trying to complicate this thing about life. But God's warning us that every aspect, every decision that we make, it better be Lord willing and on His time and on His plane, amen. I'm going to tell you what, if each and everything that we've done every day and every second of our life, if we were mindful that God's in this thing, it'd keep us away from a lot of trouble, amen. Lord willing, I'm going to do this. Lord willing, I'm going to do that, amen. And I promise you, the Lord's willing ain't going in a bunch of sin, amen. Lord, never going to be willing you ladies to date and to marry the wrong kind of boy or vice versa, you young men, amen. But I tell you what, sometimes that we plan out things and not even think about God's will in the time that we're planning. Just remember that He is in control and He will change sometimes your very plans. I think just the other day I'd done planned out, Gianni and I was going to go make a quick trip, and I'll tell you what, we're going to stop by, we're going to get plenty of groceries, we're going to go down, we're going to hunt for a day and a half, and be back in on time on Saturday to finish up the sermons, amen. I don't remember too much about being in God's will, but it was on Daryl's will, amen. It didn't take us long to realize when I cut that water on and Gianni starts screaming, "Brother Daryl, there's water going everywhere," that God had done changed those plans, amen. My plans were that Gianni was going to help me stay awake, and I realized real quick, brother, he's plenty arrested. It didn't take him 5 minutes. He done kicked the seat back, and he's snoring, amen. So evidently, that wasn't in God's plan either. But it's good and fine, but I tell you what, we all need to be realizing today, Alpha Baptist, that our plans better be right on God's will, amen, or we're going to be in trouble. We assume a lot of things. We take a lot of things for granted. We like to figure things out and not on God's time, amen. But this gentleman here had it going on. Hey, he's going to a certain city. He's going to stay a year, and I'm going to tell you, he's going to buy, sell, and get gain. But God says, "Whereas you know not what shall be of tomorrow, for what is your life?" He asked us a question. What is your life? I want you to think about that this morning. He says, "It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away." Our lives is but a vapor, amen. We better make sure that we don't waste a bit of time on doing our will or about being God's will, amen. And He tells us, "For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live." Do you realize that our very living, life and death is in God's hands? "And do this or do that." But He even warned us, "But now you rejoice in your boastings, in your pride." I'm going to tell you what, Appleby Baptist, we have no room. God has no room for our pride, amen. And if we realize that God's got us in His hand, He can take us out at any minute. All such rejoicing is evil. Now Psalms 52:7 says, "Lo, this is the man," and we're fixing to show you something when you turn to Luke chapter 12. Psalms 52:7 says, "Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, strengthened himself in his wickedness." Verse 16 says, "And he said a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man," here we go again, we got a businessman, "brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? Now here we go again. We got a businessman. He's very plenteous. His ground is fertile ground. No doubt he's not thinking about God's will. He's thinking about his will. He said, look, I got so much fruits, my own barns are not big enough. Not big enough to hold all these things. You know, he's assuming a lot too. He's forgot who's in control. And he said, this will I do. Doesn't that sound like us? I've got my life planned out. May I remind you, young ladies and young gentlemen, it's okay to plan your life out, but you better make sure that it's in God's will. Lord willing, Lord willing. He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns. My barns that are not big enough, I'm going to pull them down, tear them down, and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Instead of using these things for the Lord, and Lord willing, I'll do these things to help out, this is what I'm going to do. Bigger and more. We talked about it a little bit in Sunday school, being satisfied. Are you satisfied with Lord? You know, the reason why we don't put God in some of our plans is because we're not satisfied with which direction he wants us to go in. Isn't that something? I try to keep him out of some things because I just might be afraid that he might not be in some of those things. How scary that must be. And I will say to my soul, here he goes again. He's talking to his soul now. Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. You don't think he realized that, buddy? He had some sheets drawing down. Well, this is what it's going to take. This is how much I got extra. This is exactly what I need to store all this stuff. He had it going on. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Buddy, I tell you what. He had it laid down, ready to go. But God, here we go, Brother Joel. You know, but God's good when you're a Christian and he's got your back, amen. But to the wicked, but God, oh, go the other direction, and that's what he told him. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. God don't care about your plans. God put us on here to do his will. Not our will. Now my will's got a lot of fun in it. My will's got a lot of Daryl in it. God's will's got God's will in it. And sometimes it's not just as fun, amen? Sometimes it might be battling. Sometimes it might be hurt. But you're in God's will. It says, thy soul shall be required of thee. And he even told him, look, I'm going to kill you tonight. Then it's pretty funny what he says. Then who shall these things be? Isn't that something? God's will wasn't to tear down the barns and build bigger ones. God's will wasn't for this gentleman to eat, drink, and be merry. God's will was, look, I'm going to kill you tonight. Then not only am I going to kill you, but I'm going to ask you a question. Then where of all these things, where's it going to go to? Who's going to get it? Which hast thou provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Now I want to ask you, and we talking about Lord willing, I want to ask you this morning, The treasures that we're laying up, first of all, is it in God's will? Because there's nothing wrong with things as long as it's in God's will. But most of us got our will. It's ours. It's ours. And I'm not going to use it for God. Nothing wrong with bigger barns, but what are we going to do with it? We just going to store it up for us, or are we going to help the needy? Now that could go on a lot of things in our lives, different things. I'm talking about God's will this morning. You know, the Bible teaches us His will, not our will. Matthew 6, 19, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt." You know, God tells us plainly in the Bible about these things. Nothing wrong with treasures, but where are you laying them up? You know, these earthly things that we plan out and we work for most all of our lives, do you realize when this life's over, someone else is going to get those? It's a good example down at the beach and the coast. You take a brand new vehicle in 30 days, most of them bolts are rusted. God warned us about that. It says where rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But God's always good, and He tells us, but lay up for yourselves treasures. Here we go. Nothing wrong with treasures. Just make sure what you're laying up is in God's will. In heaven, it said, you want a good savings account? Lay your treasures up in heaven. Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, says, for where your treasure is, there will your hearts be also. Lord willing, I want my heart to be right this morning, Appleby Baptist. Lord willing, I want my will to be His will. His will to be my will. I want Him to be right on line. I want to do what's right in the sight of God, not in the sight of man. I told a Sunday school class today that, look, the Bible teaches us that, look, the older generation's not going to be here forever. Lord willing, I want you younger people that are growing up to be Calebs. There's giants in the land that need to be slayed. It's not going to be easy. As Ron said, it's going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better and better. So if we don't train you and get you ready to lead the battle when we're gone, we've missed the boat. Parents, where's your treasures laying up? Lord willing, my prayer for you is, Lord willing, that everything you do is for the cause of Christ. Amen this morning. I tell you what, God's good and gracious to us. But I'll tell you what, that's good and gracious only goes so far if we're not in His will. Brother Ron brought that out. We need to be wholly following the Lord. Wholly following the Lord. So I want you to think about that tonight. And tonight, Lord willing, I'm going to preach on why. That's a big question. Why? Why is the world like it is? Why do we go through troubles in a marriage? Why did he have to die, or why did she have to die? So we're going to preach on that tonight. Why? So Lord willing, I'll see you tonight. Let's all stand. Brother Rocky, why don't you dismiss us?